Welcome, listeners, to the stories of my life based on my doings on Silenzo's Runnings. The governance of us, the competent we are, the smart we really are, you know, the professionals amongst us, and the quacks on display, as in the quacks on display. President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, my daddy, cannot deny the fact that he's my daddy, no matter any other name, competent, incompetent, or my family member, not family member. We need to throw him away for here. We will fight ourselves till we find solution, you. And if we never find solution, if he go shit for us, go shit for us, because of our future bright, not being good, a dollar. Because the dollar, I'm like this. Because if it is not as if he's dulling it, how we will have dumb and dumber as two ministers in his cabinet at the same time? The power minister is dumb. The works minister is dumber. You can actually flip the two. They are both Yoruba and Igbo. You can imagine. Our calamity or the southern hemisphere of Nigeria. That of all the professionals, all the school we go, these are the two non-entities that... it's a comedy now. It is a renewed hopelessness. I mean, just by virtue of those two. Now, you see, what makes me laugh is the fact that in any serious administration, you understand, the works minister and the power ministers are actually the most strategic, you understand? Because they yield the most results when it comes to, you know, the succor we feel from governance. I know minister, you know, economy, finance, that one is just, that one I just put puppets, the appendage. More no yours go. More first of all, deal with dumb and dumber. Because if we the dumbest them qualify, and there are other rhetorics that you can, definitions that you can put to others, but let me just discuss the dumb and dumber first. Me for not too plenty. Now, dumb is, what do you call it? Adelabu, the power minister. Dumber is Umay, or Dom is Umay, and Domai is Adelabu. Now, whoever really is Dom or Doma, out of the two of them, will actually be a final pick by my listeners. Because, I mean, really, it's they are encompassed in incompetence. You understand? Well-defined, well-articulated, with no ambiguity. The fact that they do not have it, talk less of giving it, is exemplified in all their sayings. You understand? Their ignorance open teeth like this. In fact, now like 64 teeth this ignorance gets. Because if it is not that, how can a power minister go and face the Senate and say that if they don't pay the discos that are working for us, we will not have light in 6 months? As in, he threatened us. Who does he think he's working for? He came out confidently to tell us that we pay 2.8 trillion this year. And I'm like, how do we even get to all these numbers? Because basically we have rainy and dry season. You understand? And if you really understand it very well, and our power consumption, you will find that in the rainy season, yes, we don't have a lot of industries like that, but for we the humans, you understand, as in our houses, we don't consume energy that much. We are not Europe, whereby during their winter they increase their energy consumption. Us, during these cold periods, even during Harmattan, they don't burn you well for not make you unfan. You want to kill yourself. So our light consumption is not in any way or form similar to theirs. So why we will not have a fixed cost that we are going to pay, it shocks me. As in, when this rainy season will they enter so now, you go wake up, go unfan. Only you go off AC, stick or carry blanket. You understand? Our own fallout from all this one are born with a born where. Because they go down, drink Jekomo and things, you understand? You understand that kind of thing. And population explosion is what we actually have. We got to tell ourselves. Because say the matter sweet, no me say with a chow am anyhow. And anyhow, not be our matter. Even we know. So, and I don't understand why. We have a steady amount every year that the West will collect from us because they are stealing on their behalf. You must have something. Money not be spirit now. You do something to earn them now. And I keep telling Nigerians, the year we will not go wake up to them, we will not go talk, silence will talk. Say silence will talk. I say it is P&ID, the entire contract, not P&ID. You can imagine the dumb minister saying now that the discos will recapitalize. And I say, you know what they did the last time in 2013? Immediately they got the license, they will go and borrow money. Do you understand? Now, if you look at most of the discos now, they're now bankrupt. Those that bought it have run. They have now left the empty shell for the banks. As in, that is our reality. Apart from Eko Disco, Ikeja Disco, and some other few discos, all these Ibadan discos, Benin discos, most of them cannot self-sustain. But my own problem is the fact that we are the ones on ground now. People are not paying. The discos don't know how to collect the money. They don't know how. I saw something, they said they have collected 84% of. I'm like, who is lying to who now? I am confident they are lying. I remember when we were doing cashless last year, that they were writing in the news that they were not making profit, they were not making loss. How much did they now finally declare? They always forget the lie they tell before. Do you understand? The banks, at the end of the year, they are not, go and check their record, go and check what they were writing that time that they were making money. Because during cashless that last year, it was a queue on the system. Their systems were slow. That was what gave back to all this OPA and all that now. And they were now solving it faster because their system was jam-packed. It is never about us. It is always about them. And that is what our power minister is telling us who are. Now, when you now leave that calamity of a minister, confirming how dumb he is, you understand? But now compare whether he is dumber than, what do you call him, Umar or not. I really think Adelabu is dumber. I think Umar is only dumb. But you see, but you be the judge. Now, the biggest project in the history of Nigeria as a project to be announced by government that I know of is still the Lagos-Calabar Coastal Road. Though we have really not done any actual design to know, you understand, the cost. You understand? And you see, here's the thing. There are lots of factors making up the cost of any civil engineering project. Because that is not a building project. That's a civil, a big-time civil engineering project. But what we are finding out right now is the fact that the minister is a quack. He has an engineering certificate. That's why he is a quack. And I think that's why he is just dumb. Adelabu is dumber. Because Adelabu is a banker in an engineering field, sort of. You understand, the power ministry, you get. So you, I think he was just go was sent there to pay money. That's what he's a bank teller. Honestly, the dumber. But I don't know. You have to check him because he is not an engineer. But na paku, because when you don't do things the way an engineer does things, you understand. I complained before, and I saw that they said they are going to design the Badagry Sokoto Highway. I mean, they've commissioned the design. They lie a lot, so it's only time that we tell. And they always forget the lie they see when they want to tell another one. Because it did not give updates, I did not see anywhere the team members, you understand, the makeup of those that are going to pursue that. You understand? But he is still on this Lagos Coastal Road. Now, I saw the video whereby he paid 2.7 billion out, and the Okun Ajah youths were talking about their ancestral land and the fact that the alignment that they were told 30 years ago, you understand, was what made the village develop to avoid the alignment. That if you now bring that alignment now, where do you want the villagers to go? And he blew them up on their ancestral land. Now, as if that was not bad enough, I now saw him, I heard him myself watching him, he's on TikTok. He said when he got to kilometer 4, that he saw high rise, he now moved the alignment. I'm like, number one, he's a quack. There's really no ambiguity to it. Even in a design class in the university, we were not taught that way. We were never spoken to that way. Nobody taught us like that. Only you, on the biggest project in Nigeria. Now you, the designer, we mount. First things first, roads are not straight by design. They are not straight. So you always knowing the finite area of the alignment, they always make me laugh. It's not straight because of monotony now. Roads are not straight. You see straight sections, but they are always bending. You understand? So that you don't get bored while driving. There are lots of intricacies to design. There are curves now. They are on one curve. It's not just one curve now. The curve must not be too steep. There are lots of details they consider now. That is alignment that we are talking, you know. We are not even talking of pavement design, you know. That we are not talking of loading. But this man seems to always, the other time, there was one White House at kilometer 3. Now, he got to kilometer 4. He's also, every kilometer he gets to, whatever he wants is what happens. From what he's saying now, if he is not saying it right, educate us now. He's talking to, he's not the only one that went to university in Nigeria to study civil engineering now. Why would you put a quack? What kind of hopeless renew? This is renewed hopelessness now. The biggest project, look at the way they are just making nonsense of everything. Everything. He's just talking. Obviously, he has not done a project before in his life, in real life. I swear, the one people I say he just do now because of saying be governor. Lagos, land matters are very serious matters now. Land matters are very serious matter. How can people be telling you about their ancestral land and you blow it off? You have paid one woman, you say business, you are talking of businesses, then we're talking of landowners. If it were that easy, nine Lagos, they take months to sort out through everybody before they pay. They confirm, they do due diligence before they pay you. Now, which year you announce the road? Which year you immediately you move? Now, you don't pay compensation. President Bola Tinubu, it is accumulates into your own incompetence now. There's really nothing. You did the choosing, so you carry the brunt. These are normally for any serious government, really. I mean, there's really no, at any level, your power, because of what it interprets into the economy. Do you understand? There are a lot of people that power is servicing nowhere now. And I always said it. I said the same President Tinubu, through his finance minister, was the one that signed the terrorism of us with World Bank. Because World Bank is in our DES project, that 750 million we used to do solar. We never see one single solar being done, but we have signed the loan. And I'll keep asking. It is, what do you call him? Cardozo that just needs to just confirm whether World Bank paid to CBN. If World Bank no pay to CBN, then our DSS better wake up. Because nobody can tell us why we have fuel scarcity. Nobody can tell us. They said it's glitch. What does that even mean? When President Maizazi, President Buhari was there, that we're not producing 1 liter, we're not refining 1 liter in Nigeria. We not get this problem like this now. We be saying now, with refinery, Tinubu no see andu. If they Saudi Arabia now, if they serving masters, when he come back, he go get our time. Please do help me share. This calamity, when he go stop, Abi, everybody can think and well, ask your representatives, because if Tinubu go remove, we need our country back. Thanks for listening. Please do help me share. Thank you.